Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick. We return now to our coverage of sanctions against North Korea and its nuclear missile program. There was a broad consensus at Tuesday's 20-nation meeting on North Korea in Vancouver that North Korea should pay for its bad behavior and that sanctions are the solution. Now, yesterday, I talked with Anthony Ruggiero. He's a former government expert on sanctions and nuclear proliferation, and he agreed, saying sanctions haven't gone far enough.
We just simply have not had enough sanctions against North Korea. You know, since February 2016, sanctions have more than doubled, which, you know, really cuts against the myth from some folks that there was not more to sanction or that North Korea had been sanctioned out.
Well, we want to get another perspective now on sanctions, because not everyone sees aggressive sanctions from the U.S. and the United Nations as an effective tool for dealing with North Korea. Dr. Ki Bee Park is a neurosurgeon at Harvard Medical School. He's also director of the North Korean program at the Korean American Medical Association. He's been to North Korea 17 times, and he says that sanctions aren't working. Dr. Park, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, doctor, as you know, sanctions are a central part of American and international pressure against North Korea as it developed nuclear weapons and then ballistic missiles. You heard Anthony Ruggiero there say that sanctions haven't worked because they haven't been strong enough. What do you say?
That's an interesting point that people who favor sanctions state that they don't work until they do. But the issue that I like to take with them is the humanitarian impact that's having on the people of North Korea, the most vulnerable population. That aspect has been left out of the discussion. It's a humanitarian crisis, the hunger issue, the health issues for North Korean people. That's one aspect of it. Obviously, you know, if you want to talk about whether sanctions work or not, that's another discussion. But I will say that the objective of the sanctions is to stop the North Koreans from developing nuclear weapons further, the ballistic missiles program. I think the time is on their side. They're almost done with their program. In fact, some people believe that they're de facto nuclear state now. So if the Americans are trying to stop them by applying sanctions, I think it's too late, number one. Number two, the sanctions are not enforceable, at least the UN sanctions. As many as 49 countries may be in violation of these sanctions. And then even Trump has said whether or not the sanctions are working. So I don't know why we continue on this path. I think it's clear that talks have to start, but they're applying these sanctions with huge humanitarian costs. And now they're cutting off almost all fuel supply to North Koreans. And I just think that's just misguided.
Well, Dr. Park, in many ways, how sanctions affect a country's economy is a matter of priorities. That's what Anthony Ruggiero basically said on this show yesterday. Listen to him here talking about the human cost of sanctions.
The North Korean regime does not care about their own people. This is a circumstance where the regime has no care for its people and is happy to use that as an excuse to lessen the sanctions.
Dr. Park, you hear Anthony Ruggiero there saying that the North Korean government's priorities are basically flipped and that it's not the sanctions that's causing food and medicine shortages, it's the government.
Right. So let's talk about that. The government has priorities. The priority for the regime's survival supersedes some of the social programs. And then, of course, North Korea is pretty well known for their human rights violations. But I can tell you from the healthcare standpoint, North Korea has one of the best public health systems that I have seen. They have a very centralized system with huge healthcare workforce. And what's interesting is that they spend now up to 6.4% of their GDP on healthcare for North Korean people. And that has increased over the last 10 years as these sanctions have ratcheted up. So for someone to say the government doesn't care about North Korean people, I reject that just purely on what I've observed, at least in the healthcare aspect. So yeah, I don't agree with Mr. Ruggiero on that.
Still, before I let you go, Dr. Park, let's look at Iran, because there is an example of sanctions there. You know, tough sanctions are credited even by opponents of the Iran deal for bringing Iran to the negotiating table and making that Iran nuclear deal possible. Even people who don't like the deal say that at least sanctions worked in that case.
So yeah, the Iran example is used as where, you know, they brought the Iranians to the table and there was an agreement. So North Koreans have said, we'll talk. So if the purpose of the sanctions is at least to sit down and let's start talking about, you know, where we're going to go with all this, the North Koreans have already said that. The problem is that the Americans have said, we'll talk with you as long as we're going to talk about denuclearization. That's a non-starter. But let's talk about the differences between Iran and North Korea. Iran had a very robust economy with a global commerce, especially their oil exports. Then it was cut off, and that has a huge impact. People are entrenched in that economy. The North Koreans, on the other hand, are completely used to isolation and self-sufficiency and scarcity and hardship. In fact, that's their national motto called Juche, which is total self-sufficiency. So we're talking about two different kinds of people altogether. And then, of course, there's that how much influence the general public has with the regime. That's another issue and maybe different from Iran.
Well, Dr. Park, it does seem like sanctions are likely to go forward. I think it's fair to say that most of the governments and the UN do think that sanctions are the way to go. So where are you worried this strategy might be headed?
There are direct human costs. People are starving. People aren't getting the necessary medical care that they need. Life-saving medicines are being withheld. We need to be responsible when we apply these policies for good reasons. I totally support denuclearization. But we have to be mindful of the human cost of sanctions. And at some point, there's going to be so much collateral and so much human punishment of ordinary people. I think the international community will start taking steps back and saying, wait, I think this is too much. And I think it's our job. I'm so glad we're having this conversation because I feel very strongly about that.
Dr. Kibi Park, director of the North Korean program at the Korean American Medical Association. Dr. Park, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.